The woman has gone viral for sharing her formula for sexy time. And you were saying basically, Jason, the stars have to align. I mean, they have to align.
I don't think that's right, but at times.
But at times. And the woman, when she posted on social media, she said, oh, I'm going to make a lot of people very angry.
If you're in a situation where you're just not having it, and you got to make an effort to have it, right? Especially for women. It's not the same, like you were just saying. Mm-hmm. I did realize this. If you start routinely have it, like, after a few weeks, it doesn't feel like that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you're just doing it. And the more you continue to do it, the more it gets different. It evolves. You have different emotions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Different stages and ages. Yeah, for sure.
There was a project recently that the therapist had us do. It says define love, right? And I think it's different between
Jason's
men.
What makes you gag more, dirty diapers or the word love?
It made me cringe just when she said it. You're right, Matt. But
would you rather change a diarrhea diaper or tell your daughter you love her?
No, not that.
Your wife. Your wife.
But defining love, and I think it's probably a little bit different for men and women. But, and I had to be very careful with this. But defining love, you know, I think is definitely an emotional connection of caring and empathy and wanting the other person to be happy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I would, as a guy, define love as an emotional connection that also is physical. Okay. Because I feel love with physical. Some women have to have, you know, that's the defining love for me. Mm-hmm. But for a guy, they can also have sexy time without love. No problem. So it's not. So the thing is, it's like, so there, you're basically saying, oh, if you just go have sexy time, does that mean you're going to, like, for instance, in the past, let's say somebody had a one night stand. To some women, they would think, if I said that, oh, so you're saying you love that girl? No, we can turn it on and off. When you have an emotional connection and then do it, mm-hmm. it becomes on a whole nother level.
A thousand times better.
Right? Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
I even think that.
But women do have to have more than just, I'm just going to do it because he looks. You stare at a guy and he's like, he's good looking. A guy can stare at a girl and literally want to do it. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is.
What if the next thing that Elon Musk creates, like Starlink, he can do Sexlink? Mm. And then when it's over your city, you're like, oh, Sexlink is here. You know how, like, Starlink connects the internet and different things for people, but it's just overhead, and for whatever reason, it just turns everybody on.
Yeah.
Like, it sends down some sort of ray.
So we need the stars to align. It just somehow.
There's Starlink.
There's got to be something.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. Sometimes I think too far ahead. And,
I think we have to just, like, work on the communication, mm-hmm. you know, that
and
sort of
thing.
And make
sure you don't say anything possibly wrong or even
You don't have that problem, right? No, we don't.
Like right now?
We don't have that problem. We're great.
So you think he's happy with the amount if we called him right now?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
And as a matter of fact, I've been gone for a whole bunch of days. And then he was also gone for a whole bunch of days. And I was in the middle of trying to take a nap, sound asleep. Mm. Dude came in. Totally ready. And I said, I was sleeping.
Yeah. You know how many women would be like,
Did you do it?
Yeah.
And are you happy you did it?
Yeah.
But you know how many women would be like, no, not right now.
But I missed him.
No, I know, but see, that's Ben pimping. You're sleeping, and the dude comes in and he's like, I want it now. Give it to me. And you're like, all right.
He didn't say that.
I'm ready, obviously.
He just slid into the bed.
I get
naked.
It. I get you it. Did? But it is like, here's my chance. Uh-huh.
I got real nervous when you said slid.
Yeah. Ben just came into the room butt naked.
And I already knew.
And you're dead asleep.
Feast your eyes.
I already knew that he was really hankering because we had to have our AC replaced. And so the people were in our driveway, and the second that they pulled out, apparently that's when
he pulled
Ben
in.
Slid in. Like,
and then pulled out.
I said, are they gone? He's like, yep.
Yeah,
they pull out. Uh-huh. He pulls up.
That's right. So yeah, no, we don't have.
And so when you did that with him, just out of curiosity, your thoughts. You were sleeping, and that's very important.
So you
weren't
in the mood.
Yeah, you weren't.
I wasn't conscious.
when he got into the bed.
I like you.
it's so much better like this. But when he came in like that, and were you more of like, I'm turned on, or were like, you know what? I haven't seen him. Once we start, I'm going to like it, or I miss him, or was it
I really wanted to I wanted to.
Waking up from your sleep.
But I didn't know it was going to be. Yes. But because we had people at the house, it didn't happen when I thought it was going to happen.
I see.
So I went to go take a nap. And so then, because they're like under the house, you know, it's just, and then at any moment, they're going to come knock on the door and say, here's your paper, whatever, you know.
So you thought, you actually thought y'all were going to do it earlier in the day.
Yes, earlier. Oh, okay. When I got home.
He didn't just, out of hubris, be like, I want it now. I don't care if she's dead asleep. I'm going to just go in the bed naked. You know how risky that is?
Yes.
First of all, the worst thing is to be aroused with your partner naked. And they're like, not now, not tonight. You're like, You're still around.
I don't.
Just get up and slam it into the door. Or
that's when you say, hey, I'm going to go take a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that there has ever been a time where I have
denied.
I really don't.
That is shocking.
I really
and
don't
you
think
are
so.
Less than 1% of women.
Well, I'm sure there's a time when Ben knows he's getting denied when Katie's on some rant.
No, I think that he knows, because we're fairly open about certain things in our life. I mean, we're open and hell
like
no.
My stomach hurts.
Yes. And then, or I have really terrible cramps and I'm not feeling it.
Do you make these excuses a lot or no?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
And Matt, real quick, when Hannah leaves her shoes all over the ground, does it turn you off?
I wouldn't call it a turn off. It's a frustration.
But you can power through.
Yeah. Shoes.
He does it on top of the shoes.
Yeah. She could, because they're a big Carolina fan, she could come in wearing a Duke shirt, like, I hate your guts.
And he's like,
I liked you better when you were fat.
Yeah, then it would just be an angry one.
You're like, all right, I can do it. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a very aggressive one.
Right, of course.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, that's why it's hard being in relationships with men, because we're so different.
Yeah.
Like, Katie, I promise you, you are... The fact you've never rejected sexy time?
I don't think so. If
is
I have,
shocking in
I don't
12
remember.
Years
and, that,
years.
And I'm proud of you for that.
Well, thanks.
Yes.
Thank you. I am unusual, though.
Yeah.
I know I'm unusual.
It's very unusual. It's multiple times a week, right?
For us, yes. Yeah.